Thank you for listening to the Dime C podcast. Happy New Year, everybody. Today is January the 8th. This is my cousin Rod's birthday. Happy birthday. It's a couple of birthdays. Well, no, I have a lot of family members' birthdays in January, to be exact. My sister-in-law, Ashley, my cousin Rod, shout out to Pootie, my cousin Tyra, Tay, and, ooh, don't let me mess up his name, Tavion. Trey and Tavion. Okay. Shout out to all the Capricorns for this month. I'm excited to get back at it. But first, I wanted to elaborate on the Golden Globe Awards. I want to congratulate our sister, Regina King, who won Best Supporting Actress. And If Beale Street Could Talk. I have not seen that movie yet, but I'm motivated to go see it now. The fact that she won, I'm proud. Congratulations, Queen. I'm so happy for her. Congratulations, Regina King, on winning the Best Supporting Actress Awards at the Golden Globes. And I wanted to shout out one other person now, since we're still in Hollywood in the entertainment. He goes by the name of Ryan Seacrest. And I want to shout him out because he did something that was brave that a lot of men would not do in his position. But he was able to, with this Me Too movement going on, he had a Time's Up bracelet, the movement devoted to combating sexual harassment in the workplace. That's what he wore the Time's Up bracelet for, and is supporting equality. Thank you, Ryan Seacrest, for doing that, for being brave, because he got a lot of backlash for that. And since we on Women of Excellence, I want to bring it home to the Louisville Lady Cardinals and congratulate them. Lady Cards, congratulations. They rise to number 2 in the poll, being ranked number 2 in women's college basketball. And they are undefeated right now. It's something that nobody's talking about. Women's college basketball. Okay. I want to shed light on the Lady Cardinals because they are 14-0 and they started off their season last year the same way, coming out blazing, banging, bang, bang, gang, gang on everybody. They just blew out Notre Dame. No, I'm sorry. Don't give me, it was a misinterpretation. They just blew out Duke. It says Louisville 14-0 is coming off a 73-51 win against Duke. 73-51. Smacked, okay? Their upcoming opponent that they're going to play is Notre Dame this Thursday at 7 o'clock p.m. in South Bend, Indiana. And the fact that, as you all know, I work for iHeart, our sister station will be covering them, 790 WKRD. Shout out to them for always covering the women's and men's journeys in their college basketball career. And that's basketball, football, baseball. They cover it all. But once again, congratulations, Lady Cardinals, for being number 2, being ranked number 2. Their record is 14-0. Let me say it again. And they just blew out Duke 73-51. Congratulations, Lady Cardinals. This segment of mine is going to be short, sweet, and simple. I know y'all heard a paper in the background. I didn't feel like writing anything down today. Excuse me. I just kind of highlighted it. I get the Courier Journal every day, so I just highlight what story I'm going to talk about. And the next story, I just want to, once again, how can I say it? My heart goes out to the victims. The Kroger suspect pleads not guilty to hate crime charges today. He was in court today. Gregory Bush, the white supremacist Gregory Bush, who murdered Maurice Stallard, 69, execution style. He shot the man in the back of the head with his grandson standing next to him. And I just had to include that because this monster, Gregory Bush, needs to be executed. I'm sorry. It's unheard of. He assassinated 2 black dedicated people of this community. Maurice Stallard, 69, who was a grandfather and was with his grandson at the time. And Vicki Lee Jones, 67, a fearful Christian church woman who was just grocery shopping like any other grandmother. And the same with Maurice, just grocery shopping, like so crazy. And this, it was so crazy because it hit home. It happened here in Louisville, Kentucky, and it made me realize, okay, I need to get my permit, concealed to carry something. I need to take a class because it scared me so much. This is the same Kroger my mother goes to. I no longer go to the Kroger that it happened to on Hirschborn. No, I no longer go to it, but it still gives me chills. Even when I go in the grocery store with my son, I'm always constantly looking over my shoulder to make sure I'm okay and he's okay. Because I don't feel right if I can't protect my son. So those are the reasons I'm going to suck it up. I hate guns, but eventually I'm going to get my concealed to carry. I will do that just because of this incident. Like, you just never know. People are sick out here. You have all type of white supremacists who are after the blacks, Mexicans, Jews. You just don't know. We're living in a crazy, crazy world. And I remember growing up, this was not even thought of. People wouldn't, you just never think you get shot at the grocery store being black. Like, but so much has happened and transpired. It's crazy. And I just want to say, we all still have to continue to shed love out here, people. Love is the key. And this also brings me into, I'm going to segue into Bob Marley. That's my quote. I have a quote from Bob Marley today. And those of you who don't know, go Google him, because I don't have time to explain it to you, because everybody should know who Bob Marley is. He's always, always, always pushed for love, unity, equality. That's all he talked about, and that's all he wanted to share all around the world. But of course, you have so much evil in the world. Corrupt people is why he died. You know, the reason, I feel like he was poisoned, to be honest. He was too earthy and too lively to just die of what they say. I believe cancer was the cause. I don't believe it at all. I think he was poisoned some kind of way, because taking away someone like that is just unheard of. And what he was trying to, the message he was trying to spread to the community. So I'm going to wrap this up because I don't like to go over 10 minutes. I'm seeing I'm already at 7 minutes. Thank you once again, though, for all my listeners. I appreciate you. I appreciate you taking the time out of the day to listen to the Dime C podcast. If you have any comments, comment below. I'm going to end off with this Bob Marley quote. Here's the first one. I don't believe in death, neither in flesh nor in spirit. There's one quote. Then here's another one. When one door is closed, don't you know another one is open? Remember that. When a door is shut in your face, just know another one is open somewhere nearer than you think. And you just got to go look for it and open it and walk right on in. Okay, I got one more. So I got a total of three quotes. My last one is, don't gain the world and lose your soul. Wisdom is better than silver and gold. You better tell them. Don't gain the world and lose your soul. Wisdom is better than silver and gold. Y'all remember that. And always remember to stay true to yourself and always be out here doing the things that you love to do and inspires you to wake up every day and be happy. Because we all know we have some people out there who just hate what they do for a living, and they should just find a new career or a job, because nobody wants to come across you and you're negative and nasty. Do something you enjoy doing. I know sometimes we got to do it because it's what we got to do, but learn to be happy, okay? We all need to spread love. And always remember to fight the power. You have just tuned in to the Dime C podcast. I am signing off. Have a good day. Let's start this year off right, because we gonna be all right. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.